Sometimes we choose to quit. We just make that decision. And there are other times where life forces us to quit. And it got me to thinking, why wait to get to a breaking point where you, I'm out, you flame out and you quit? But also, why wait with bated breath in fear of when life's going to force you to quit? Why not instead embrace the power of curiosity and be committed to the thing, but also maintain your curiosity to see what's in and all around your day in, day out. All right, 3, 2, 1, let's get it. Welcome to What's Your Problem, the podcast where we explore solutions to three universal problems: adversity, uncertainty, and complacency. We all face those things, and you need some skills to handle the adversity, embrace uncertainty, and never settle again. Today, we're riffing out of Annie Duke's book, Quit. Love that title. We're going to talk about the duality of not only being committed, but also being curious. Whoever thought, let me tease you a little bit, whoever thought that an ant could be a sensei? Bow to you, sensei. Well, today, an ant's going to be your sensei, because I was reading out of chapter 10. I do random reading every single morning. There are books that I read cover to cover in the afternoons, but in the mornings, I like to pull a fresh book off the shelf. I just stare at my bookshelf. I find something that jumps out at me. I go to the table of contents. I find a chapter that most resonates with me. I set my timer for 15 minutes and I read. And then based on that, I write about what I read. How do I interpret that? I don't just write word for word. I absorb it and then I interpret it. If you want to get really good at decision making and thinking clearer and quicker, I would challenge you to do a 10 to 15 minute read every single day, a fresh book, because you're going to get more out of it. You know how sometimes you read a book and you just kind of like, oh my God, how many more pages I got? And you're just trying to power through a book just to say you got through a book. It's not how much you read. It's what you apply. If you just take 10 to 15 minutes, number one, it's fresh. Number two, it's bite-sized, because there are times where I read stuff and I'm like, oh, bookmark that, come back to it. And I keep on reading. I go back to it and the idea is gone. So that's what's beneficial about the 15-minute read. This is not what this podcast is about, but that's what I do. So today I was riffing out of Annie Duke's book, chapter 10, and she writes that sometimes we choose to quit. We just make that decision. And there are other times where life forces us to quit. And it got me to thinking, why wait to get to a breaking point where you, I'm out, you flame out and you quit? But also, why wait with bated breath in fear of when life's going to force you to quit? Why not instead embrace the power of curiosity and be committed to the thing, but also maintain your curiosity to see what's in and all around your day in, day out activities? It's a great concept to think about. Duke writes that ants strike a balance between exploration and exploitation. Exploitation is committed to the thing. So for ants, they see a big juicy piece of watermelon sitting on a picnic table. They're going to exploit that thing. They're going at it. But they also have the balance of curiosity. So while some of the trooper ants are going for that watermelon, not all of them go. Some of them are curious and they explore to see what other resources are around. Because you got to think about it. What if the big giants called people pick up that juicy piece of watermelon and throw it in the trash? Well, if the ants were going for that one piece of watermelon and everybody was going, they're done. What are we going to eat today? But because they exploit what's right in front of them, but they also explore what's in and around, what a great metaphor for life. You can explore to see what other possibilities are all around. So that way, if something that you're going after shuts down, you have something else that you've already explored. What a great metaphor for life, man. The challenge for me is to continue to exploit, to be committed to the thing that I'm doing, but also explore in all kinds of different areas, man. It's not that I'm just some skiz and I bounce all around, ADD. No, I'm committed to the thing. I'm committed to the task. I'm committed to providing for my family. Yet I'm not so myopic, which is being nearsighted. I'm not so myopic on the one thing. It's where people just, all of a sudden something happens. You're like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. It's because you exploited, you didn't explore. So do the job, yet explore other interests, other possibilities, other opportunities that are in and around my day in and day out. What's beautiful about this is it's voluntary. See, every day, man, you have two sets of opportunities. One set of opportunity is your obligations.
I got to do it.
But see, there's another hidden opportunity that nobody ever explores. It's the voluntary. It's what you're not forced to do. Nobody's standing over your shoulder commanding you to do things. It's 100% voluntary. And so you begin to explore and challenge yourself to try other things, to try other interests, to like sample some different things in and around. It's kind of like going to Sam's or Costco, wherever you live. And you know that these big box stores, they have these trays of food, right? And so you can sample that food. If you like the food, go buy a bag for yourself. If you don't like the food, cool. Throw the toothpick in the trash and keep going. Don't like it. And that's what Duke challenges us to do, is exploit the thing. All areas of your life, exploit, yet explore. Sample some different things. If you're going to college, sample different majors. That way you don't have the sunk cost. The sunk cost is you've poured so much money into it that you can't break free. What's beautiful about exploiting and exploring is it's voluntary. It's a very low consequence. So even if you fail, all it did was cost you a little bit of time. And it's not one that you don't have these sunk costs. You haven't sunk so much money into it. If you like it, fine, explore more. Get into that thing. It may be something where your plan B turns into plan A. But also, if you don't like it, cool, try something else. And this is what keeps things spicy. This is what keeps life interesting and keeps you from dulling down and getting into these ruts. I could be committed and curious. It's not either or. Duke writes, one thing about ants is their exploration never goes to zero. Never. So they can be all big-eyed about what they see in front, but they're also curious in looking what's around. They never let that go to zero. Most of us are at zero when it comes to curiosity. We just got to go do the job. Looking forward to the weekend. We're moving in points. I wake up. I work out, I go to work, I come home, I eat, I shower, I go to bed. And we just work in these points. So no wonder life has gotten stale. Yet you could still be committed, do those things, yet open your fucking eyes and see what else is around. Be curious. Try some shit. Explore other opportunities, interest, hobbies. It's all yours, man. Your world is a lot larger and way more colorful than you think. And what's great about it is you can zoom in and exploit, yet also zoom out and back up and explore. See what else is out there. It's almost like you take an investor's approach and you diversify your day. You diversify your job. You diversify what you do day in and day out with your relationship. You keep things moving, spicy. It's not sex night on Wednesdays. It's not Golden Corral on Tuesdays. No, fucking spice that shit up. Even like your workout, stuff like that. Like diversify, man. Try some different stuff. Diversify your friends. You don't have to just hang out with people who think like you. Bring in people to your circle who don't think like you. And you don't just diss them or dismiss them. Can you make an argument for what they believe? Can you see it their way? Doesn't mean you have to run with it, but diversify. A lot of shit you don't know. You're way more stupider than you think you are. Understand that. Stay committed, yet be curious. This is so powerful. I just love the commitment and curiosity. So I can't stress this enough. I love this model because they're low risk, low consequence. Try something, Pick something else. Diversity is free. It is. You want freedom in your life? You already have it. You just don't realize it. And this being committed and curious, the duality of the two, being committed to the thing, yet curious as what else is out there. It's important. It's important. And I'm telling you, you do this, you're going to build your skill set. You're going to build new connections. You're going to create more opportunities for yourself. Life is going to get more interesting. And even more key, you're going to become more courageous. Because you don't have to be very courageous to do the thing that you've been doing for 26 years. That didn't take courage at all. You can do it in your sleep, literally. What takes courage is to be committed to that thing that you've been doing for 26 years, yet be curious to step out into the unknown, to embrace the uncertainty, to beat back the complacency, and to say, let me try some other stuff. Even if I fall flat on my face, that's all right. It's temporary because I'm building new skill sets. I'm building new know-how. It's going to make you more valuable, both personally and professionally. This builds this courage, which is what you need. What's beautiful about it, because this commitment yet curiosity, you work within this every single day, this muscle, man, then you get better and stronger at it. It becomes a way of life. So no matter what situations pop up, adversity and uncertainty pops up, I'm good. It may be distasteful, but I believe in myself enough because I've been working this muscle long enough that I can pivot, I can make the adjustments, and I keep on rocking. All right? Let's get out of here. Remember, keep it simple, keep it moving, never settle, stay tough. Peace.